The Dark Knight. Joker holds all the cards. Handsome is as handsome doesn't in The Dark Knight. Of the three male lookers who dominate it, who would have guessed that the one with his face hidden between twisted clown makeup, whose perfect features and fair brow are not glimpsed even once, would prove the most memorable? The performance is also the most interesting thing in the film, and when the Joker is absent, The Dark Knight loses most of its energy and dynamism. Yes, Batty and Laughter do go at it, against a situation engineered by the Joker. Two ferries, one full of criminals, the other full of normal citizens, are rigged to explode, each with a detonator to light off the other. The question being, who will commit multiple murder in order to survive? But the big fight is not nearly as mythic as it should have been, giving the movie an ending that felt more anti than climactic. The effects and stunts are first rate, and the opening bank robbery was the most powerfully done. Batman's ability to ride the thermal columns between Gotham shafts downward to safety is very cool. So is the magical way the Batcar becomes a motorcycle with the purring of some electric gizmos. And a lot of the time, this Batman seems more like Marlon Brando in The Wild One than anyone named Keaton, Kilmer, or Clooney who came before.